She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure. She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I am your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen and women that work from home are dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart. We're savvy. And we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life with amazing shows and fabulous women that I have met along the journey. And, you know, I say it all the time, women start with why. So often we are looking for something, we have a need, it's not out there, and we find a way to fill it. And today's guest is a perfect example of this. And I'm so excited to have her here on the Mompreneur Model Show. You guys know me. I butcher last names, but hopefully I'll get it. Linda Shimolesky is the Chief Operating Officer at Granola Moms, LLC. This is a company focused on creating healthy, nutritious products, making it easier for moms. A CEO of this startup, Linda oversees all aspects of the company, including product design, manufacturing, marketing, and sales. Granola Moms is currently selling Mommy to Me, the first of its kind tasty beverage designed by Linda for moms to soothe colic through their breast milk. I just think this is amazing. Linda has a background in business, manufacturing, and extensive experience in quality assurance in the most strictly regulated industries. Her background provides a unique foundation of unyielding commitment to ensure only the best products for granola moms and their sweet Czech children. When Linda learned she was pregnant with her firstborn, she committed to lifestyle changes to ensure her baby had the absolute best start. It was when she started to struggle with colic that she discovered a lack of option on the market for a breastfeeding mom that wanted all natural alternatives. And not willing to accept mediocrity, Linda decided she just began this exhaustive search for the best colic remedies, which resulted in a family recipe that was passed on and provided relief again and again among the breastfeeding family and friends. It not only worked, but it was tasty too, because, you know, moms should be able to be a little bit selfish about what they're drinking. You know, 5 years later, a lot of passion and a whole bunch of late nights. You know, it's easy and peasy for moms because you know how we are. Linda's dream has developed into a product that's helping granola moms like us all around the world. I am so excited. Linda C., welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hi, Dori. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. And again, I just love that women start with why. What an amazing why. So take us on the journey. Share with us the starting of Granola Moms.
So before Granola Moms became a formal Granola Moms, I started the journey with my own son, who we were experiencing colic with, and we tried many remedies on the market, only for it to just fail and for it not only being difficult for us to try to stick a syringe in my son's screaming mouth, but it was just exhausting for us. And so with all the search and research, I came up with this beverage that you drink, and my son was able to receive the benefits through my breast milk. And within 24 hours, 48 hours, I kid you not, he was settled, and it was something that was amazing for us because for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it was literally hell for us. And so once I discovered this drink that worked well for my son and I, I shared it with family members who then experienced relief with their infant at the time. And then again, when I had my daughter, immediately, rather than, you know, trying all these different products, I immediately made this beverage. And within 24 hours, she completely settled and colic was gone. And so just with that, I realized that there was nothing else out there on the market like this. And I had this need to get something out there to help other moms that have struggled, if not even worse than myself and other family members that I know. So that's my main why for wanting to start Granola Moms and get this on the market. Secondly, I wanted to work for myself and instead of working for someone else.
It's our why. That's why we're mompreneurs. You know, why are you going to work this hard for someone else?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I just, in listening to your story, what a relief it must have been to be able to actually nap again and stuff. I can't imagine, you know, I was so blessed. Three kids, no college.
It was nonstop screaming. My husband would come home from work. I would still just be walking around the house, bopping him around, trying to settle him after just hours and hours and hours of trying to settle him. And just so that I can get a break, my husband would take my son, continue walking him around and bopping him around.
Aww.
He was just miserable and in pain and unhappy. And so it was tough.
So tell me about this drink. What are the flavors? You know, how do you make this?
It's mainly ginger, fennel, and it's fennel bulb, and lime and sugar for some flavoring. All plant-based, all organic ingredients.
Wow.
Personally,
the three ingredients are three of my favorite ingredients.
Yeah, lime, ginger, fennel. Can't go wrong with that. Very refreshing.
You really can't. Are you working on other flavors, or are you just going to stay with the one?
We are working on other flavors. We have some different variations in the works. Do you have any recommendations or suggestions on flavors that you'd like to see on the market that you think other moms would like?
You know, I can the ginger and the fennel is just such a great, and lime too. I'm trying to think what would be, you know, soothing ingredients. I don't know. I mean, it's just such a great idea to, because when you think about it, you know, what better delivery system than your breast milk?
Mm-hmm.
Than, like you said, trying to hold the baby down and put a syringe. So, you know, making it tasty for mommy is one thing, but making it work, I don't want to do something that would, like, I don't want to say, oh, why don't you try that? You know, I mean, I know licorice is great for your throat. I don't know what it does for your stomach, you know, but
exactly. It's all natural and completely safe for the baby because it's all through the breast milk.
Was it hard for you to do something like this, to create this?
Honestly, when I decided to make Granola Moms a reality, I thought it would be selling within maybe 3 to 6 months. But since working on the formula, it took over a year to get it going with constant focus and review and meeting with the different suppliers and vendors to get the right flavor, quantity, efficacy, just the perfect everything. It took over a year. And just the organic certification alone took nearly 3 to 6 months of just back and forth paperwork and waiting. But one thing I can say that I'm very prideful of was that I'm very happy that we took the time to get the right product out there, because we did go through different variations of suppliers and different vendors to get the perfect raw ingredient for our drink, I wasn't ready to just settle. So it did take quite a bit of time for us to get here. And I'm just very excited to be where we are now.
It's amazing, you know, when you think about starting a business and, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that graphic where people are like, you know, here's what I thought. You know, you just see that little steady incline and everything. And then it's the pen that's all over the page. And it's like, what really happened? You know, it's like, oh, wait, we got it. No, we didn't. Wait a minute. We got to start here. Oh, wait, we're back up on top. No, we're not. We're going down that road. You really just don't know. Because let's face it, Linda, if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it. But
exactly.
It's worth
There's
it. Because look at what
so
you've created.
You
know?
Yeah, so, there's so much behind the scenes work.
It is. And it is. And it's the you know, unapplauded, unseen. People just don't, they don't realize the time, the length of time. And and the reality is most companies fail just because you give up. It gets too hard. Nobody tells you it's going to take. It's like, seriously, it's going to take how long? It's going to take what? You know, 5 years from now, I'm just gaining the traction and stuff. Yeah, you know, most overnight success stories are 10 to 15 years in the making.
Yes. You just don't know about behind the scenes that was happening.
It's amazing, though, because, you know, it's like, really, never thought of that. You know, what was the biggest, you know, what was your biggest aha moment in doing this?
For the beverage?
Yeah.
When my son settled within 24 hours after just weeks of hell, that was our moment. And I wish, you know, we had started at that moment, but, you know, having a newborn and just busy life, it just didn't happen for quite a while. But that was the aha moment for sure. We knew we had something special.
What gave you the idea? I'm serious, you know, to that combination of ginger and lime and fennel.
It's so a lot of the natural alternatives for helping to settle your stomach, homeopathic, you know, remedies that have been around for many, many years, consist of ginger and fennel. And so just taking that and being innovative with that concept and really taking it to the next level to try something where my baby can benefit from my breast milk rather than to have to settle with giving something directly to him.
You know, I love the why. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. And let's say thanks to our sponsors. And we'll be back here in just a little bit on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at StadiumBags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here with Granola Mom founder and CEO Linda C, because I already killed her last name once. we're gonna save her from that. You know, so what's life like for you? CEO, mom, wife, all of the amazing things that you do in your life.
It's a very busy day for myself, but honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love being a mother. I love being a CEO and working and creating something that I passionately believe in. I love my life right now.
How old are your kids?
I have a 4-year-old daughter. She just turned 4. And then my son is 6.
Wow. You are still in the throes. Do they get to get involved? Do they get to help mommy?
Oh, they're always, you know, wanting to hang out at the computer with me and check on things. They do in drinking the beverage themselves. They have a little tummy ache.
Oh, I love that. You know, and I'm picturing them at the computer with you. It's making me think of Janice Clark, who hosts our social media Help Not Hype show, and her daughter Dorothy, who, when we first started with Janice, was with me, you know, 7 years ago when we first started with her show, and Dot would be playing on a blanket, you know, at her feet. And at 3.5 one time, Janice said something, you know, geez, I don't know what this is. And Dot just was like, Google it, mommy. And we were hysterical. Just Google it, mommy. Oh my gosh. You know, out of the mouths of these, it's so much fun. That's like, you know, I have my grandson with me during the week, one day a week on Tuesdays, and I will have a show or I'll be recording. And, you know, I still have to work even though I'm with him. And when I put on my glasses, because I only use them at the computer, and if he starts to fuss at all, I'm like, Glammy has her glasses on. That means I have to work. So you need to play. And he'll just look at me, and he'll sit down, and he'll start playing. And then as soon as I'm done, they take my glasses off. He gets a big smile on his face. I come into his playroom, and we sit and play, you know. But he knows if my glasses go on, I have to get this work done, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is. It's just look at what we're modeling for these children, you know, as moms, as grandmothers and things like that out there with our businesses. It's kind of exciting, you know. What made it be Granola Mom? Is there like a something about Granola Mom?
So Granola Moms, historically what I've always known it as, it was a mom that wanted healthy, nutritious options. But when I started to look into the formal definitions on Google, I realized it's not exactly what I had envisioned and wanted. And so in my mind, in my opinion, a granola mom are intelligent, empowered women that are taking a step back and asking, is this the best diet I can do for myself and my family? And do I like this product? So it's just a mom that really questions everything to the point where, is it good for my family without stereotypes or putting labels on anything?
I like that. So I have to ask, though, what's the formal definition?
Moms,
you know,
that believe in healthy, nutritious options.
Okay.
That are intelligent.
That works.
By women. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, see, that works. Because to me, when I envisioned, when you said granola moms, it was like, oh, moms that are making good choices.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of my thought on it. That it was like, okay, that's the moms that are looking at those healthy alternatives that are forcing these food companies out here that are making baby food, we shouldn't have an option that's not organic.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you only have organic things on the market for babies?
Exactly.
Why would there be anything in their pureed apples but pureed apple, and things like that? So, it's things like that. And I do, I think it is that granola moms, that the set of moms, the moms that are out there now, because it's strange. I'm older, so my mom, I was raised very Italian. And my mother was Spanish, my father's side of the family was Italian, but that whole culture of, medicine, if your stomach hurt, my mother gave you tea. And if you had your throat hurt, you took some honey. She put olive oil in your ear, made pasta vizzul if you didn't feel good and stuff. So it was all done naturally. And then we had the generation that I grew up in, my generation, because now medicines were so readily available. And all of a sudden you had this whole influx of moms that they wanted medication for their kids. If you went to the doctor's office, you better walk out with a prescription. My oldest, it still catches in my throat, my oldest is 31. I was so fortunate that I had pediatricians who, unless they had strep throat, I didn't want to talk about an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
They'd send me to the apothecary and tell me to get this and that, let them know, what they, because I wasn't going to give them just cough syrup and stuff like that. I believe that it helps strengthen our kids' immune systems if we help them fight what they're, getting. And so to do what you're doing, I'm so proud of you that you have taken this step to do something like this. And I love the name. I love Mommy to Me with that number two, because, but it is, because let's face it,
because it's really,
it's all for mommy.
And it's important to start them from a very young age as best you can, but also making things easier for the moms.
Mm-hmm.
Like Clinton, it is for the mommy, because we deserve to be a little selfish.
Well, I really don't think it's selfish that when you are that nursing mom who just grew that baby, for you to be able to set, put your feet up and have a nice drink that tastes delicious, and guess what? Keeps the baby from being colicky and helps the baby sleep. I don't think that's being selfish. Yay, mommy. Good for you. Put your feet up. Drink this. Let the baby sleep well, because if the baby sleeps, you sleep. You deserve it. It is.
Moms so early on believe, I think, that it's normal and they deserve it, or it's okay. But I think moms really need to know that it's okay. It's not normal. And there are things out there you can do to help.
That's exactly right.
Naturally.
And, let's face it. If it's calming the baby's stomach, it's calming yours too.
Exactly.
It really is. It's soothing for everyone. I have colitis and I don't do things with medication. I control my diet. When I travel, I carry ginger. Why? Because if I eat something and my stomach's bothering me, I have a friend who makes candied ginger and I carry it, little bit pieces of it, and have a teeny little bit of it, my stomach settles right down. It's amazing. So it only makes
sense
that it would work for the baby. And it only makes sense that the breast milk is just the perfect delivery system. It really is.
And what's funny enough that you mentioned the candy ginger, we have friends of ours that also don't want to take medication for, upset stomachs. So they actually purchase our beverage to drink for upset stomachs themselves. And so It's funny that you mentioned that, you know, it calms your stomach, but
yeah,
ginger is just a wonderful ingredient that helps everyone out there.
You know, it's amazing because, again, we have grown up in a society that doctors, if a patient goes to a doctor and doesn't walk out with a prescription, they feel like the doctor isn't doing their job. And the thing is, the doctor telling you to make these lifestyle changes, drink this, eat that, that is their job. You know, it is their job to help you make those pivotal turns to do things on a healthy basis. So good for you. I'm serious. This is why I love the Mompreneur Model Show, because it's so much fun to be bringing a product like this to the forefront for our listeners, because can't tell you how many women I interviewed while they were nursing their babies. So we're definitely, you know, those mompreneurs in your wheelhouse. So tell me, what's next for Granola Mom? What's on the horizon?
So we'll continue to sell on our website, and we will also start baby expo trade shows. So coming up November, you'll find us at the Los Angeles Baby Expo. And we have new flavors of Mommy to Me in the works. I don't want to give away too much, but one does have blueberry, so I'm very excited to share that.
blueberry.
Excited. Yes.
It's,
blueberry
again,
also very refreshing.
So many antioxidants. I was just in upstate New York, and when my kids were little, the house we used to go to, and we would go blueberry picking, and I brought back a pound of blueberries, threw them in the freezer, and my grandson's been having them. I made blueberry pancakes for him and stuff. Such a great superfood. And again, another one of those natural antioxidants. There's a calming effect in blueberries. People don't realize it. You know, nature is remarkable. Nature is so remarkable, and we're constantly trying to thwart it with pills and potions and everything else instead of just going to the horse's mouth and, you know, eat the fresh blueberries. You know, it's so much better. And that's why I think that, you know, what you are doing here is such a wonderful thing, because you took those extra steps to make sure that you're organic, to do all of those certifications, to let people know that you've done the quality assurance. You're here to provide a fabulous product for them and their baby. And I'm so excited for you that you're doing this, and really look forward to watching this, you know, product line grow. And I'm so excited that you're here sharing. So as we wrap up, what do you want to leave our moms with, and make sure you let them know how we can find you online?
So you can find us at www.granolamoms.com, and as well as at Instagram and Facebook, Granola Moms.
Twitter too? Are you Granola Moms on Twitter as well?
Twitter on Granola Moms as well, yes.
Okay. Awesome.
And I can't thank you enough for the opportunity and pleasure to talk to you today. It's been very exciting.
You know, I'm so excited to be sharing you. I really am. And it's a great product. It makes so much sense. It really does.
It's so important to start your baby with the most nutritious start from the very beginning if possible. That's just a firm believer in that. Start them from the very best, from the beginning.
On that note, what a perfect way to end this, Linda. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us here on Word of Mom Radio. For all of us here connected to the media network, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much for joining us. We are going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure, she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.